of saying that the sole purpose of life is to make money. I had classmates whose names were household words that connoted wealth. I was ashamed. Ashamed of my family and ashamed of myself. My shaky confidence crumbled. I was terrified of being found out. I knew that if others discovered who I really was, they wouldn't like me, and I would be left alone, worthless and alone. Then I discovered alcohol. I had tried it a few times in high school, but never enough to get drunk. I knew that getting drunk meant being out of control. My escape plan required that I always keep my wits about me. I was too afraid to be out of control. When I got to college, however, that fear left me. In order to fit in, I pretended at first that I had as extensive a drinking history as any of my classmates. It was not long before my history surpassed everyone's. My drinking career was short and destructive, and my alcoholic progression was very fast. I got drunk for the first time in October. By November, people were willing to wager money that I could not go 1 week without a drink. I won, and in celebration, drank myself sick. By January, I was a daily drunk, and by April, a daily drug user as well. I didn't last too long. As I look back on that period, I realize how true it is that one of the primary differences between alcoholics and non-alcoholics is that non-alcoholics change their behavior to meet their goals, and alcoholics change their goals to meet their behavior. Everything that had been important to me, all of my dreams, goals, and aspirations were swept away in a wave of booze. I realized quickly that I could not drink and function at any high level. That did not matter. I was